Cut a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. Is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Go ahead.
Hey, buddy here. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving and remember, I'm Robot Size Zero. Buddy out.
Wow.
Input overload.
Wait a minute.
What?
Input overload.
Oh, Jesus. It's coming from all angles now. Oh, boy. Yep. It started. It has started. The crazy has begun. The crazy.
Yes, but it's a fun crazy, right?
Well, yeah, I hope so. It's supposed to be a fun crazy. Yeah. That's kind of what we're all about. So,
yeah,
exactly. So, all right. So, hey, everyone. This is Anthony in Tampa.
And hey, everybody. It's Joe from Chicago.
Hi, I am your lovable Shyampa radio host, Betty, and you know what? My butthole is buzzing for tonight's cast of Episode 68. Rains in Chicago, geckos on a Florida condenser fan? For Monday, November 28, 2016, hiccup, ship that vodka is kicking in three. Oopsie boopsie.
Oh my.
About that, guys, I was at it early today. I found out I didn't win Powerball and bought vodka instead of another ticket. So sorry. Anyway. The Joe and Anthony show does not necessarily reflect the views of this station, owners, or sponsors. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. Warning. There's your trigger warning. With that said, it is time for the weather. Hey Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those Tampa nights?
Well, thank you, Betty.
Boom chakalaka. You are welcome, Anthony. Betty out.
Yeah, Betty out. Well, before we start our weather, we have some things to take care of.
Accessing the database, ladies and gentlemen. Accessing the database.
The weather database.
Full of weather, WX things.
Wow, that database was kind of harsh. Chakalaka.
You are welcome, Anthony.
You go, Betty, in all your confusatory, ways. All right.
I am so stressed out.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? It's a Monday, folks. We're always stressed out. It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening to us live right now, it's not currently mostly cloudy and 73 degrees Fahrenheit, 23 degrees for you Canadian snowbirds, with a humidity factor of 71%. So it's a bit damp outside. It's cool, but it's damp. Kind of like a blanket that's been in the water. There's the... There's a dew point.
I
of
hope there's no live electric lines around.
Yeah, who knows? Around this studio, we never know. There's a dew point of 63 degrees Fahrenheit, and the visibility is, surprise, 10 miles. Tonight, Monday, will be mostly cloudy with a low around 66. On Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 83. Then partly cloudy with a low around 68 overnight as Joe does some funky chicken dance on the other end of the screen. Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 82. And then partly cloudy with a low around 69 overnight. And that's your Cheyampa Tampa weather for Tampa Bay. How's the weather in Chicago, Joe?
Hey, Anthony, thanks for asking. And now for your Cheyampa Chicago weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently at 51 degrees Fahrenheit, 11 degrees Celsius for you touristy types from anywhere but the United States, with a humidity factor of 92%. The dew point is at 49 degrees, which is awkward for this time of year, and still means we have a wind chill factor of 45 degrees F, which is nothing terrible or horrible. However, it does feel wet and chilly, and that's not nice.
No, wet and chilly is bad.
Ooh.
So is that.
Yes. Well, those were the winds. That was the wind sound.
Oh, that
effect.
Was the winds. The winds.
Yes.
It sounded more like you burping, but please continue.
The wind is out of the south at 17 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is, guess what? It's actually half. It's at 5 miles.
Oh, wow. It's actually
it's
changed.
It's foggy out.
That's yes. surprising.
Tonight, Monday, will be full of showers, most likely, and possibly a thunderstorm. Cloudy with a high near 51. It's breezy with a south-southeast wind around 20
easy
miles
breezy.
Per hour.
It's easy breezy, yes. Cover girl. Cover girl does not cover guy.
No. Her cover will be flapping in the air because it'll be gusting as high as 30 miles per hour.
Woo-hoo.
There'll be a chance of precipitation at 70%. Now, Tuesday will be, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 56.
Heat wave.
Southwest winds, yes, 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Hold on to your hats, Marge. Wednesday will be partly sunny with a high near 46. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. And that's your Cheyampa Chicago weather. Are you a DJ, musician, band, or podcaster looking for more exposure?
If you're a bucket, we'll take a bucket too. If you're a bucket or an ice
maker.
Or a bouquet. So if you're a bucket, bouquet, or one of those other things, how do they reach us, Joe?
Well, they can send us an email to playus@cheyampa.info, or they can give Betty a call at 813-327-8566. She awaits and desires your juicy details.
Ooh. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point Segment A, the TP segment.
Yes. All right. Well, we made it through that in of itself, you know, we made it into the first 10 minutes, not 10 minutes of the program. So usually we're ahead of ourselves. We only got to do that 5 more times.
Well, this time we're only a minute ahead of ourselves. Last time we were 2 minutes ahead of ourselves.
That's true. So we're doing pretty good with timing here. Speaking of which, as you twirl your fancy water around in your hand.
Yes, I was going to say tonight's water in the Chicago studios has been provided by Perrier. We don't actually get any endorsement credit for this, but just thought I'd mention it because
Perrier?
It's a delicious water.
Isn't it supposed Perrier. To be Perrier?
Oh, I call it Perrier.
Oh, it's Perrier. Well, that's the off Perrier brand, Perrier. And the Tampa studios is provided by a Brita pitcher. All right. Yeah, right. With a filter that's probably about 2 years old. All right.
Oh.
Well, hey, nobody changes it around here, right? You know, so what can I say? So,
well, you know, change it.
Well, exactly. When I catch Roger being naughty, I'll make him change it.
Okay.
Last time.
So, hey, what's up with this? What's up with this creepy Santa cam thing?
Oh, my God. So, you know, I was going around the interwebs over my glorious 4-day weekend from being driven to craziness. and I discovered something that is out there. Well, you're familiar with the whole Elf on the Shelf, right? Are you familiar with that concept?
No. Why don't you explain what Elf on the Shelf is?
I'll give you a really quick overview. The whole concept of Elf on the Shelf is you have this elf. It's about, I don't know, foot and a half tall. And it just kind of looks, it doesn't look creepy, but it looks like an elf. And it's a doll. It's like a stuffed doll or pliable or something. And you put it in different rooms around the house. You only have one elf in the house, but you like move it around. And the theory is that the elf is watching the children so that the children don't misbehave. Because the elf reports back to Santa. Well, of course, in the great American fashion of laziness and innovation, we have now come up with SantaCam, which means you don't even have to start moving this elf around. You don't even have to have the fucking elf anymore. They make ornaments that look like it's like an ornament and it says SantaCam on it and it's got a red light on it. And they even have like the, you know, you've seen like the dome cameras in businesses, like the round black dome cameras. Yeah, they make those. Yeah. They make like decoy cameras with a blinky red light in it that says SantaCam on it. So I don't know if this is like a CIA
That's
wet
creepy.
Dream here. Yeah, isn't
That's
that creepy?
Creepy?
I mean, just even the elf
Little
on
Santa's
the shelf
like...
thing is kind of creepy. I mean, I can accept the elf on the shelf a lot more than I can accept this whole SantaCam thing.
How long will this thing last on a battery? Because I'm assuming that you can't have it plugged in. Now, unless, think of this, though. But think of this, though. Think of if you could plug it into one of the lights, the light sockets on your strand of lights in the Christmas tree.
I think the ornament version. Continuous power. I think that the ornament version does that.
Are
you that
gosh.
Excited? Yes. I think the ornament version does do that.
Oh, my gosh. You know what?
Are you going to? Yes. Oh, my God. You're going to get a SantaCam. Did you look it up online? Did you look it up online? Did we make a post that we were going live?
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay, good. All right.
Yeah.
So then okay, good. I don't get a chance to check
Facebook.
Well, I
did it 15 minutes ago.
Well, 15 minutes ago is fine. So let me get this link.
And then
link
I made
here.
A post. Yes, go made, ahead.
And I'm
going to show this link to the world.
I'm
going to
show this link.
Because
you
SantaCam.
Know. Yes. First, there... was I like social
Santa
media
Cam.
First there was Elf on the Shelf, now for something creepier. Ha. All right, I publish. It's a SantaCam.
Uh-oh.
It's on our Facebook page. Take a look on our Facebook page, folks. The SantaCam's out there.
Facebook.
It's ridiculous shit. Trust me, it really is. So,
eight transported, one in critical condition.
Oops.
Seven
what
are
happened?
I think you went clicky clicky without going muty muty.
Well, I went unmuty because I was trying to do a cha-ching. But for some reason, you know, I got to make a quick rant.
Oh,
just a quick tangent rant.
Is it a breaking news rant?
No, it's not a breaking news rant. No.
Okay. Well, then go ahead.
No,
I'm itching to push the button.
My rant is the fact that these websites just thrust these videos on you without like really giving you a chance to shut them off quickly.
I know they just thrust it on you. It's so titillating.
Or you're on your mobile device and you're using your data.
Yeah, no, that's no.
You know, and all of a sudden these ads start popping up, and it's like, no way.
I know, right?
Hell no.
Hell no. No bueno.
But that kind of leads us into this next talking point, which heard about.
So,
and man, this kind of is scary.
It is really scary, and it makes you wonder what's going to be happening. So this one came from TheVerge.com. And it talks, I guess there's a bill going around in the UK, and I glossed over a lot of it, so don't ask for technical details. If you want to know more, you can fucking Google it yourself. All right, so apparently there's this bill going around in the UK that's going to increase the surveillance capability of their government. And a few points. Yes, really quick. For one, the UK government will keep a record of every website every citizen visits for up to a year.
Damn.
Including the apps they use on their phone and the metadata of their calls. Yes. So basically, everything, all of your shit is recorded. You can't do anything on your phone or texts, cell phone calls.
How about WhatsApp?
It's encrypted data. So it's kind of, and that's the thing, anything encrypted, they're really not going to get to, which is why I highly suggest if you communicate with people, use an encrypted communication app. I believe Facebook is encrypted, but if you trust Facebook, great for you. Joe and I use WhatsApp. Is that what it is? WhatsApp? We use WhatsApp, and we verify encryption codes, and it's end-to-end encryption. There are others out there. Check them out. Anyway, we're going to move through this because I want to get our plugs in today.
Yes.
So the collection of the they're also going to try to collect metadata from around the world and targeted hacking of individuals' computers, bugging their phone calls, reading texts, and so on. The bill legalizes the bulk collection of communication data from around the world, and it is one of the biggest trouble spots of the bill is that the government can force tech companies to decrypt user data on demand. Hence, Facebook communication is not that encrypted. We had a call coming in, and it's going to come back around, so let's take that. All right, hold on.
We have a call?
Yes, we have a caller. Hello, caller, you are on the air.
Hello, hello.
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 Hi. Hey, Joseph.
Hey, is this Carlos from San Fran? Oh my gosh.
Well, what if Carlos wanted to be anonymous? Yeah. Now you've just totally outed him.
Huh? How's it going, guys?
Hey, it's going pretty good. How are you doing, Carlos?
Well, I score like a witch's teeth, but okay. For San Francisco.
Ooh. For San Francisco.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Is it cold?
How cold is it?
Well, it gets 45 in the morning. Well, I don't use heater. That's why it's cold.
Oh, that's
and,
terrible.
And 50 in the daytime. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
It's about Chicago.
Yeah, you guys are kind of on par right now. I know. Because, see, for us, we still hit mid-80s in the during the day. And then I think, like,
that's
at night.
Nice.
Yeah, oh, it's beautiful. And then at night, it's, like, upper 60s. We had a little cold snap. We had some mornings where it was like 50 degrees, and it was funny because people were out in like parkas and scarves and mittens and boots. Being from the north, I understand it's chilly, and I get colder than normal for 50, but I put on a hoodie. But there are people like dressed like it's the blizzard of 79 coming. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's good. I was wearing 3 layers last night. I usually sleep in the nude. And this morning on the bus commute, I was wearing my scarf and my gloves. I'm like, what the heck is going on? And it was just that morning cold.
Oh,
what
yeah.
hit you.
Oh, yeah. I've been to San Francisco a couple times myself, and I think around this time of year as well. And you're right. It does get a bit chilly in the morning. It's kind of surprising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the summer. Summer, you get out of the house at 70 degrees, come back to 50, but it's a nice 50. Or vice versa, you leave the house wearing 3 layers, and when you come back home, you're almost wearing nothing at all.
Oh, okay. Mostly. Wow, there we go. More reasons to move to San Francisco.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
what was it, Mark Twain, that says there's nothing colder than summer in San Francisco or something like that?
Interesting.
I think it was Mark Twain who said that, yeah.
So
I have to look that up in a Google search.
Are you gonna Google search it? Are you gonna put it on your notes?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. So how else are things going for you, Carlos?
Well, it's been really nice, especially now that I've been treating the stress in a different way, especially with the edibles. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Wow.
They are doing the trick.
So you're enjoying the edibles. I've tried them. But I've never always been a fan. Oh, I don't know. Like, I don't know, Back Alley Florida edibles.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, I've been doing chocolate mostly.
Okay. All right.
And vape once in a while. They're mints. There are sodas and there are oils.
Wow.
Not necessarily edibles, but they're oils. They're ointments.
Okay.
I'm not talking about hemorrhoidal ointments, but if you want to use it as lube, I heard somebody making marijuana butter. It's like coochie cream, but
butter
for the whatever you want to do.
That is hilarious.
You can get,
that sounds nice.
Low down
I like
and dirty.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah,
low
I think
down and dirty with it.
Yeah. Wow, I think my only experience I've had, I think I've had honey infused, which was great, which was actually pretty good. Uh-huh. Some dude I knew, he made it himself, and then what else have I done? Edible wise? Oh, I've made my own cookies.
Did you make your own?
How
cookies?
About brownies?
My own cookies and brownies?
Well,
and wasn't there a cake?
But you know, I'm sorry, cake.
Cake.
Okay.
Who's got cake?
Yeah,
wasn't there
butter?
A cake? Yes.
With
there was a cake involved yes. once, wasn't there?
But you
with
guys
butter.
Have to be
yeah.
careful when you do the... I'm sorry, Joe.
I think we've all just gotten confused.
Yeah.
All right, so let's try this again. So go ahead, Carlos.
Okay, I'm sorry. You do... if you do the comestible, the edible...
Okay.
Once, you need to be careful because it may say that it has a certain amount of milligrams of the THC.
Yeah.
But you may be surprised because I got a bar of chocolate that it says, okay, 15 milligrams. I've done 3 mints of 5 milligrams each, so it should be the same amount. But no.
No.
That thing hits you like a truck. And I noticed, depending on the strain, is that what you call it? The kind that you use, you get different feelings when you get high. It's like some that you feel goosebumps, numbness. And one time I had this piece of chocolate thinking that it was the right amount that I had before, where my skull felt numb and tingly.
Oh,
I'm like, what the heck is going on? And it was 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I was doing laundry and I had some stuff in the oven. And as soon as that food was ready, I ate. I put the clothes away from the dryer. And I think it was 6:30 at night when I felt the intensity of it, and I just hit the hay until 2 o'clock in the morning. And when I woke up, it felt like a hangover.
Oh wow! Yeah, see, unfortunately, even though I've been smoking for probably over 20 years now, uh-huh. I am totally ignorant to the different strains and what they do. Uh-huh. I just take it. I just buy it how I find it, and that's really what it boils down to. So I'm trying to learn a little bit, but you know, uh-huh. as it stands right now, there's really because I don't think they've even opened a dispensary yet in Florida. So mm-hmm. you know,
it depends. Yeah, it depends on what you want it for. It's like I use it for stress
mm-hmm.
because I used to do some prescription medication that it numbs you up.
Oh yeah,
it just makes you a zombie.
Oh yeah,
and it kills your libido with the medicinal stuff that I get at the green pharmacy. I don't suffer that. Actually, it increases my libido.
Yeah.
It's like I was explaining to Chip's Keeper that one day I was just feeling the like a prostate massage without even touching myself.
Oh my, we're earning that LGB tag tonight.
it was awesome. It was awesome.
That sounds like a wonderful
going on.
Well, see, there you go. There you
wonderful
go.
Healing.
But it works. And then you have stuff to keep you awake, stuff to put you to sleep, and stuff to increase your creativity.
No, see. I could always use that. My creativity is generally strained as it
see,
goes.
Without it being legalized, we don't have those options. You know, it's just like what we get is what we get, like Anthony said.
Yeah, it's just kind of
I just hope that I'm sorry.
No, please, go on.
I just hope that the price go down because now that it's going to be open for recreational use, the prices should drop because if you get the oil for vaping, it costs from $44 to $50-something, sometimes $60. So if they open it for public consumption, probably I hope that the prices go down because it's kind of weird. I'm not a daily user. I only use it for stress sometimes.
All right.
But it's kind of, it's kind of pricey.
Yeah, I can understand that. And of course, then you run the risk is when it starts flowing out recreationally. If you start messing up supply and demand, you know, you're going to have a shortage. You know.
Yeah, trust me. I rather smell weed skunk in the bus in the morning rather than the smell of a homeless in the morning to wake you up.
I totally agree with you on that one.
This morning it was bad. There was this guy who I think hadn't showered in like 3 weeks.
Oof.
And every time he moved, the smell just spread around. And I was like, oh, sugar.
He permeated.
I had my I was smelling it until like noon. I had that smell stick in my
Ooh, did it smell like puke?
Was it puke? No. Was it urine?
No, it was
urine?
Fleur de l'ampite, armpit.
Ooh, okay. He smelled like a rotten onion patch.
Fleur de l'ampite.
Uh-huh. My goodness.
Yeah. You could even taste it. It was so thick, you could even taste it.
Like a wet hot dog with day-old onions.
Oh, goodness.
Yep. But hey, guys, I'm still on the clock, so I have to go.
Okay, cool.
Thank you for picking up my call.
Oh, well, thank you very much for calling.
And thanks for giving us a call.
Thank you.
All right, you have fun.
All right. You too. Take care, guys.
All right, so that was one of our listeners, Carlos. Up in San Francisco. And oh my goodness, another call is coming in.
Oh my gosh, this is the night of calls.
And we should rename the show to the night of calls. Caller, you are on the air. I think that's Ezel.
Hello, this is Ezel Magadu.
Hey, Ezel, how's it going?
Hey, Ezel, did you get okay from the bees?
Oh,
were you okay from the bees?
How was your Thanksgiving, first of all?
It was good. I ate some dead bird and some baked bread and some mashed potatoes. It was all good.
Yeah, that's what I did. But you know what I did? I ran out to the beehive and I snuck in there and I stole some honey. They were kind of pissed. You know?
I can imagine.
They just were looking at me like, you know, they gave me the snake eye. They said, what are you doing in here, man? So I got me some honey. I coated that turkey with that honey, man. And then I made a dressing. I put a little weed in the dressing, you understand? Stuffed it inside that turkey. Man, you talk about a bird, man. Oh, that was good shit, man.
Was it now? Wow.
Oh, man, it was the best. But you know what? Thanksgiving's all about being thankful, okay? You know?
Well, so I totally agree.
I was reflecting on the events of the past year. And, man, I said, you know what? If this shit don't work anymore now, after all this bullshit, I'm going to declare myself candidate for president at the next election.
I think that's an awesome idea, Ezel.
Well, I got the best idea in the world, man. This
Who
is
I want to hear this.
Platform. This is going to be my platform.
All right, what's
it's
your platform?
Be my first executive order when I become president is, you know, we got the land of plenty here. That's why we call it Thanksgiving, you know? We got the land of plenty. It's bountiful, man. And hold on a second.
Uh-oh.
I just got lost in thought there. Anyway, so we got this land of the bountiful, okay? So my first executive order when I become president is that we're going to make the shit legal, man. All the farmers, they can grow a little corn, little soybean.
Yeah.
Our major crop is going to be some weed, man. I mean,
Totally.
Absolutely, man.
The economists are saying that people should start getting invested in weed stocks, and I've actually bought a few myself. I've not much, not a whole lot, but because a lot of them are still pretty cheap. But there's a few companies out there that are specializing in the whole weed cultivation business at a larger scale. So there's a few economists out there that are pushing for it, believe it or not.
And you know what? It's easiest stuff to grow, man. It don't get no bugs.
Oh, no, totally.
And them bugs don't want to eat that weed, man.
No, not at all.
You don't have to spray with no pesticides or anything. So that'll be my first executive order, okay? The farmers, they can get a percent of their crops, they can grow some weed. So then, you know what? I'm going to get in that action, you know? Like, you're going to buy the stock. I'm going to get in the action. I'm going to start
me. There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to make me a little company, man.
You need to make some money because those EpiPens are getting expensive.
Oh, man, they're $600 now, man. And I'm telling you, they just ripping us off, man. I'm telling you, man. But well, anyway, I'm going to market my weed. I'm going to get about 100 acres somewhere, man. I'm going to grow this shit, man.
There you go.
I'll package it like in a little six-pack, you know, like a six-pack of beer, you know. I'm gonna package it like that, and I'm going to call it Can of Bud.
What was the name of it?
Can of Bud.
Can of Bud? Oh, I get
the
it. Can of Bud. There we go.
Very smart.
Yeah, see? There you go.
I'm telling you, man, we're missing the boat here, man.
Yeah, we are. I'm always missing the boats.
You're so stupid, man. They're worried about this shit, that shit, people out of work. Man, we all gonna grow weed, man. We be all farmers, man. We wear them hats and them bib overalls.
I don't look good in bib overalls.
Ah, man, what the hell? Who won't give a shit anyway? Because ain't nobody gonna be worried about nothing no more.
That's
man.
True. That's true. That's
and
very, very true.
The whole nation on the damn shit, man. We be all right.
Yeah, that's true.
So. Yeah.
Well.
Somebody at the door.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. I will check the door. Hold on a second.
All right, Ezel. It's the damn bees.
Uh-oh.
Better
go. We'll see you later. All right. All right, Ezel. You take it easy.
Gotta go, man.
Bye, Ezel.
We'll talk to you later.
Oh, EpiPens are getting expensive. All right, folks, we're fine. We're actually happy to be kind of running in a weird schedule because of phone calls, because we love it when you call us. But so
yes,
we're gonna jump to a break, and then we're still gonna do Joe's News and My News, but we're gonna kind of plow right through it, and then we'll make it into the end. So hang tight, folks. We're gonna take our little break here because you know duty awaits, and I gotta find the cart. And when I do, we'll be all good. So just hang tight. 4 minutes.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro-mercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
By the hand with a fresh biscuit sandwich.
It's a good time for the great taste of McDonald's.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Rocky, smoke, Bullwinkle.
It's the new Hershey's Kisses snack set.
Wow, a message in a bottle.
Fan mail from some floundy.
No, it's our new snack pack again.
Look, there's 8 Hershey's Kisses inside.
Yum.
Each with that big taste of Hershey's chocolate.
And it's the same price. Candy bar. Again.
I gotta get me a new hat.
I gotta get the new Hershey his kiss a snack back.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
To some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, Grandessa. Are you ready, Grandessa? Stand by. Stand by for news.
And now for the news.
Q News.
Well, folks, for our first Christmas holiday story of the season, we have Domino's Pizza as Santa, reindeer as the delivery driver, and excited consumers in Japan.
Yay, the corporatization of the world.
Do Japanese households even have chimneys? Will the reindeer throw pizzas at your window? Pray they are open. Or is all of this some new way to exploit animals in the attempt to be green? Think of the reindeer!
You know, I think they treat Christmas differently in Japan than we do here. I believe they treat Christmas more of a Valentine's Day, which is even stranger. Christmas in Japan, I think, is a lot different than what we're used to.
Apparently.
It's very strange. So tell us all about this.
Yes, because by Ben Hooper of UPI, the Japanese arm of pizza chain Domino's announced it is testing an unusual solution to winter weather difficulties, delivery by reindeer. Domino's Japan announced it is currently testing out the possibility of using riderless reindeer to deliver pizzas in the snowy north of the country amid expectations of a particularly harsh winter. The company released pictures showing how the pizza warmers mounted to the reindeer's backs would work, as well as photos of reindeer trained to be pizza delivery deer on the grounds of a driving school in the icy city of Ishikari, Hokkaido.
Wow.
A video posted to YouTube by Domino's Japan shows how the reindeer deliveries would work and how the company would use GPS trackers to follow the progress of the deliveries and when the reindeer are fucking. The video reveals the plan still has some kinks, such as ensuring the reindeer aren't fucking and the pizza warmers remained affixed to the reindeer and preventing the animals from wandering dangerously into roads. The company said it is still working on some other issues with the scheme, including ensuring the safety of any people or animals who encounter the reindeer and determining how the reindeer would be trained to walk long distances without accompaniment. You know what? I would be prepared to tip this damn thing really well because, you know what? It ain't gonna like coming to you when it's gotta climb up some nasty ass hill or something in some crazy part of town and there's 15 inches of snow on the ground.
But money doesn't mean that anything to the reindeer. Pissed.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like good food, something the reindeer is gonna want.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Anyways, the next story.
All right. Next. Polka.
The man be taking away my Christmas gift. Man, this is why I'm not a fan of dogs. Too much busybody with the odor control. They be sniffing up everywhere when they are around, making you feel all guilty and shit.
Do they make you feel guilty when they sniff you?
Well, they showed up to this Ohio State man because state troopers arrested a California man.
Ooh.
With a truck stuffed full of marijuana wrapped to look like Christmas presents. He was only transporting some gifts. Troopers pulled over Daniel, 31, of Eureka, California, on Wednesday for following too closely. Yes. The trunk and back seat of a rented Ford Expedition was packed with boxes wrapped to look like Christmas presents. A drug-sniffing police dog alerted troopers to the contents. Once unwrapped, officers found approximately 71 pounds of marijuana, 360 THC pills, and a pound of hash wax oil.
Oh, wow.
The haul's estimated street value was $330,000. Yates was charged with drug possession and trafficking, which are both felonies. If convicted, he faces up to 16 years in prison and up to a $30,000 fine. Mm-hmm. You know what? No, I guess Christmas gifts ain't cutting it.
Nope. You know what else ain't cutting
sexy
it?
Sexy cuts it.
Sexy cuts it.
You know what that means? It's time for a little sexy. But hey, come on, shit happens. Who doesn't enjoy a little oopsies, especially when it happens on cable television, right, Anthony?
I always tried to scramble the picture, you know, the whole when it was all scrambled, you know, you could like tune the channel and you kind of didn't know what you were seeing, but you kind of did and kind of tried to fuck with it. So anyway, so please continue.
So CNN denied airing 30 minutes of inappropriate content on Thursday night after initially blaming local television provider RCN for the mishap. The RCN cable operator in Boston aired inappropriate content for 30 minutes on CNN last night.
Oh my.
The network said in their original statement, CNN has asked for an explanation. 2 hours later, CNN took the side of the East Coast cable provider and sent the Independent the following statement. Despite media reports to the contrary, RCN assures us that there was no interruption of CNN's programming in the Boston area last night. Viewers were apparently tuning in for a new episode of Anthony Bourdain's Parts Unknown, and the show took on an entirely new meaning when it was replaced with sexually explicit material starring transsexual porn star Riley Quinn. Hey, we now have really earned our LGBTQ and everything else in between tag.
Yeah, hold on. Let me find the button.
Wait. No.
Where is that? There we go.
So, you know, there was a lot of allegations, but yeah, it had to be CNN or RCN because it was just in one spot. And you know what, Anthony?
What?
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Back to you, Betty.
Go, Betty, go.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next. But first, I want to tell you that today is National French Toast Day and Cyber Monday. Remember, I'm robot size zero, and that's because sadly, I can't go stuffing myself with delicious French toast. Now go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty. All right.
You got it, Anthony.
Ooh. All right. Once I find my pointer, I need like a mouse pointer that's like the size of like a freaking Buick.
Of Uranus?
Uranus. My goodness. All right. So let's move our way through these things here. Okay. So we've all had our share of unruly house guests that we just couldn't seem to get rid of fast enough. WFLH News Channel 8 in Tampa Bay brings us a story of a woman who decided to find her own special way to get rid of some house guests that overstayed their welcome. Alana, 32, was at home on Monday night when two people stopped by her house around 1 in the morning and started drinking and, quote, getting loud. Alana decided that she had had enough of her visitors' shenanigans and no longer wanted them in her home. So she retrieved her 22 caliber handgun and began firing rounds at the guests. Just there you go. Fortunately, Alana,
think of the reindeer.
Think of the reindeer. Think of it all. Ooh, goodness. Tacos. All right. Chickens. Chicken tacos. All right. So she retrieved her 22 hamburgers that she shot at her guest. Okay. So fortunately, Anna isn't that good of a shot and just wound up hitting her boyfriend in his leg. And this is, if you listen to the rest of the story, this is karma. Someone got fed up with all this tomfuckery and called the police. Alana's boyfriend told detectives that he told his girlfriend that once someone is told to leave their property three times, she is to go get the gun and shoot it at the ground. If it does not work, she is to shoot people in the leg.
Sounds like witchcraft.
Witchcraft. Alana was charged with aggravated battery with a firearm and being ignorant. But hey, you know what? The boyfriend kind of, you know, that's what you get. All right. So let's scoot along here. Arrow. Pointer. There we go. All right. Oh, goody. This is a live one. All right. So this one I have to talk faster. Okay. So Facebook Live has been gaining popularity from political posts to people showing off their cats. Of course, in true Florida fashion, a Gainesville woman found a way to incriminate herself during the commission of a crime. Our next story comes from the Gainesville Sun. According to reports, Kendra, 24, was arguing for 2 days on Facebook with her boyfriend's ex when things finally escalated on Sunday, and Kendra created a live Facebook video screen showing her traveling from the Northwest 6th Street area, where she works, to the location she believed was the home of the ex she has been arguing with on Facebook for the past 2 days. In the video, Kendra advised her intended victim, quote, "I'm on my way to your house, so you can do whatever the fuck you need to do. Call the cops. I'm about to pull up." The video shows Kendra entering the complex, followed by the sound of a zipper being pulled and what officer described as the distinct sound of a firearm slide being wrapped. Moments later, a man completely unrelated to the incident witnessed 2 rounds enter his apartment through his front door, then becoming lodged into the adjacent wall. The Okaloosa County Police were contacted. Kendra, whose occupation is listed on her arrest report as stylist, was detained at Bly's School of Cosmetology. She told police she didn't know anything about a shooting, and after more questioning, she told them the situation is funny and then asked for a lawyer. Kendra was arrested and remains in the Okaloosa County, Okaloosa, somewhere in fucking Florida, county jail Monday in lieu of an $8,000 bond. All right, there we go. Exactly. Okay.
This is kind of creepy sexy, so never mind.
This is kind of creepy. It's kind of more of just the nakedness. It's been cold in Florida lately, and trust me, this isn't my primary story, but it's going to be a little dry. I might have to skip the Florida nakedness for a few months here for a while, at least until the rest of the Canadians get here. It's been cold in Florida lately, so I had to dig around the Orlando Sentinel to find a suitable Florida nakedness story. It's from back in September when it was still warm, but worthy of note and surprised I missed it when it first came out. I got a massage. Did you message me? I heard a beep. I wish there was a way to kind of mute that. Yeah, no, it makes a beep beep.
See, I didn't hear it, so that's good. Oh. It didn't get broadcasted.
Yeah, it did get broadcasted from my end.
I didn't hear it.
Well, you wouldn't have heard it. Because it's on your channel. Anyway, that's fine. What did you say? Now I'm having to look. I'm all confused.
I said Pixley Wixley.
All right. Okay, let's get back to things. All right. Neighbors called 911 to report a man running around naked outside with an infant in his arms. When officers arrived, they found Richard, 31, sitting on the ground without clothes on, but the infant was nowhere to be found. Officers looked for the reported infant and found a 4-month-old child that Richard had just tossed over an 8-foot privacy fence. The officer asked Richard, "What is going on?" To which Richard replied by yelling random words and phrases, along with throwing handfuls of grass and dirt. Yes, think of the children! Richard then jumped up, yelled at the officer, and pushed him several times. An officer forced him to the ground, but he resisted and continued to pull his arms away while screaming nonsense. Richard was finally apprehended and was taken to the hospital because of his odd behavior. He was later cleared and jailed on charges including aggravated child abuse, battery on a law enforcement officer, and resisting arrest with violence. The infant was taken to Arnold Palmer Hospital, given a beverage in Orlando for minor cuts, and is listed in stable condition. The relationship between the naked man and the baby has not been disclosed. So yes, the Arnold Palmer, it's the Arnold Palmer Hospital for Children, and they gave him a beverage. It's half iced tea, half lemonade. Okay.
50 centimeters of lemonade stat.
50 centimeters of lemonade. All right. And that's it for your crazy Florida news.
Ooh, is it? So it is.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamalan Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique on-air, spelled with an E, experience? Are you a DJ, musician, band, podcaster, or another retention kind of sticky whore looking for more exposure? Well, then visit www.shyamtha.info to find out how. And now, hold on to your devices and grab your bong, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that. Here comes the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Thanks, well. Betty. Do you want to be part of this unique on-air, smells like an E, and oh yes, Hyperloop streaming experience? Visit shyamtha.info to find out how. Sorry, I just had to throw that out there. I didn't get a chance because our script is all messed up. All right, so let's move in. Let's move. Where's my arrow? Where's the fucking arrow? Here we go. Plethora. I think the arrow got smaller. I think Windows is making my arrow smaller, or I'm just getting blinder.
Well, see, if you had the control key activated on your keyboard and you pressed it, you would find where your arrow's at.
Well, apparently that doesn't happen. So that's how it's just going to be. I don't need to use those fancy press button things to find my button.
Right. Politics. No Dapple. I'm taking a break from Facebook. Fuck, all this shit sucks. But why is it our problem 24 hours of the day? Can't y'all just stop and smoke bowls for a few weeks and sort all this shit out? Fuck recounts. Fuck the assholes tearing up Indian land and hurting protesters. Fuck everything. Holidays. No bueno. Joe was sick. Winter. It's been unseasonably warm here in Chicago. Distractions. Joe bought a PS4 with Minecraft and GTA. And finally, trophy handouts. There is a game where there is special underwear for this game. You have to look at this. It's just awesome. All right, it's a specially designed underwear to match the game. I'm still kind of trying to figure out the patch. It's very satanic looking to me, but that's just my opinion.
I'll
see what Anthony thinks of.
I clicky clicky on the linky linky, and it takes me to my pocket list. The item cannot be found on your list. You will be redirected automatically.
Well, here you know what we'll do? We'll just go ahead and for Regina to take it.
For Regina to take it.
Hold on a second, please. Yes. Yeah. Why?
I don't know. I'm looking for my M&Ms.
Why technology, when I request of you to do things, do you not do the thing? Oh, because I'm using the wrong gosh darn thing to do the thing that I need to do. It just works that way, folks. It really does.
Yeah, sometimes it does.
There we go. Click on it now.
We got like 40 seconds. Actually, 30 seconds.
Don't lose your trajectory. Yeah, well, this has been a fun show, folks. I got
to
tell you.
Adult diaper built to outlast for really adult diapers. I'm just frightened.
Yes.
Well,
okay. one of the things in the comments was about a chair that you could shit in.
The Palmer and, office
gosh,
chair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Palmer office chair. All right, ugly lights are coming on. Let's hit the plugs that we need to hit the plugs with, that we always got to hit the plugs with, and we're going to just do the major plugs. World Labor Hour, WRFU, Don DeBar, CPR News, SCA-TV, Boston Free Radio, in Somerville, Massachusetts, for Toppers, WGCS, New London, New Hampshire Radio Thrift Shop, and Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. Let me go back down. Scroll. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and the custodial staff is giving me mean looks through the window, so I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast, or just supporting us in your own special way. Snowflake way.
Yes, thank you for tuning in tonight, and no matter how you do, I invite you to check out Weekend with Joe, where I play content from all over the place, especially some cool stuff from archive.org. You can catch my show Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern. Then be sure to tune in for Headphone Meditations with John Dubose. Headphone Meditations is a pretty cool sampling of metal rock. Other eclectic sounds. Tune in starting 10 a.m. Eastern on Saturday and Sunday, and then again on Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern.
That's right, Joe. Don't forget to make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated host, Betty. She has some awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, and a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. We also have the Shortwave Report from Outfar Press, hosted by Dan Roberts. Monday mornings, right after rush hour, the Shortwave Report gives you different news viewpoints from around the globe. And later on in the day, you can catch, and this is every day, Radio Thrift Shop in the afternoons, right after CPR News at noon. All great programming from our friends at radioforall.net and archive.org.
Wow, so much great programming content you won't find on mainstream media anywhere, folks. We can't go without plugging our own stuff. Please visit us at www.chiampa.info. That's chiampa.info for our broadcast schedule and even more. And follow us on Twitter at Chiampa Radio. And keep us on your Facebook radar, where you can find us at facebook.com/Chiampa Radio. All one word. And we still have banter time. That's awesome.
Isn't that great? Wow.
You know, we do this every Monday, more
every
or less.
Monday,
every
yes.
time. Yeah. And sometimes we have crazy ass shows, and I love it, and we still keep within time. And wow, there we go.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Most definitely the Star Spangled Banner. God bless America. Freedom of speech. It's probably one of the very few things we have left.
We have the freedom to buy overpriced products
anyways. Made by Chinese people in fishing factories making $2 a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. God bless America.
That's what I say.
So,
yeah, God bless America.
Yeah, so it's getting warm in Florida. It's getting cold everywhere else. But as we know,
it's staying seasonably unseasonable.
Yep, that's true. That's quite true.
It probably feels about the same here as it does in California, where our caller came.
Yes, where Carlos called from. Thank you again, Carlos, for calling. So anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday. Check out our blog at www.chiampa.info. And remember, folks, taquitos for when you had tacos last night and still want tacos tonight. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a Q.
Ipsum dolorem delightum. Good night with an E.
E?
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com.
royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.